Hey, Rick Bruff, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Just trying to check in daily, as we always do. But just a little bit of, you know, looking at the local news. Unless things have changed, and I haven't heard about it, I assume the helicopter issue has been resolved.
Yeah, we're done with helicopters. The choppers have all been shot down.
Okay.
They're smoldering out there in the basin.
Yes. Although I talked to you about this earlier, right? But we did get some special audio. Did you get that?
Why, certainly.
It's some special audio. Some audio from one of the employees at the copter companies right before the sheriff put down his cease and desist order. So you can play that audio here from that dramatic scene.
No! Get to the chopper!
Very dramatic. Very nice, Rick. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Hey, Rick, before we get where you are, I want to introduce the guest that I have here. Do you know Patrick with the Utah Film Commission?
Oh, of course, Mr.
Film Center.
Film Center, yeah.
Yeah, Film Center, not Commission. I get my centers.
The legendary Patrick Hubley, who's
yep.
We try to, when he's got the time, we try to drag him into our film review panels sometimes on Saturday mornings.
Say hello to Rick, Patrick.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Okay.
We're sharing headphones, by the way, Rick.
We are. I love that clip. That's some good reporting.
Yes, hard news.
People will think that Arnold was actually working for the chapter company. So, also, actually, while I got you there, look at your calendar and see if you're able to share any time with us on the Saturday after Sundance ends.
Yeah, I'm available and would be happy to be here.
Okay. See, we got one already for the Super Film Panel. Okay.
Perfect. See, you know, my show is only just another vessel to pad your morning business, right, Rick?
Absolutely, yeah. And we have to pay royalties to Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it's worth it.
Hey, Rick, we're going to also, we've got on the air here with us, just so you know, individuals from Snowtime. Did you know Sundance had a children's section?
Yeah, the Sundance Kids, yes. I'm trying later tonight to get to one of the more notable Sundance Kids entries, Sonita.
Yeah, Patrick's got that all dialed in, right, Patrick?
Yeah. Sonita is in competition, though, Rick. The doc you need to see in Sundance Kids is Eagle Huntress. If you haven't seen that one, I think there's a P&I screening of that one coming up in the next couple of days.
You guys in your tech talk, your P&I screening stuff.
Rick,
I'm going to take a run at the names of my guests here. Marie-Claude Beauchamp. How close was that? How was that close?
That was perfect.
And Francois Brisson.
Voilà.
I did it.
Okay.
So they're with a Carpe Diem film, Live for Today Only, Snowtime, with a big exclamation point. That should be perfect for Park City, right?
Mm-hmm. That is so wintry.
Yeah.
Tell Rick about Snowtime. What are we going to see?
Well, Snowtime is an independent film, an animated film that we've produced this year, and it's all about playing outside. It's all about friendship. It's all about being responsible for your actions, but it's also about losing someone and overcoming loss. So it's not just all bubbly and fun. It's about real emotion. And it's really, really, really beautiful. I have to say, I have a little BS here.
Yeah.
And it's a little storybook that goes with it. CD. You have every media.
Yeah,
covered.
we had toys. We have an amazing soundtrack. Celine Dion agreed to sing one of our songs. Simple Plan came on board as well. Walk Off the Earth. A really young, up-and-coming new band that does amazing stuff. So, Grow and Win, also with us. So these are all very, very interesting artists that have collaborated to the picture.
And there's only one more screening here at the festival, correct?
Yes, that is on the 30th.
Yeah, Redstone. Coming this Saturday.
All right, Rick, real quick, if you want to give us an update of where you're at, what's going on in the Rick Bruffy world?
Well, where I'm at, well, I've been at in kind of a weird place. You know, I've seen a couple of films so far, but I'm in kind of a weird place. Mostly, it must be because I've been seeing films mostly at the Egyptian. So is the Egyptian the unofficial home for the weird movies at Sundance?
If you're not whacked when you walk in the door, you will be when you walk out. Will we?
Weird films at Sundance. Maybe that's redundant. But anyway, I started off. I had a good start watching a film in the Net section yesterday called The Fourth, which is about this kind of a barely scraping by kind of L.A. Guy who's trying to put together a barbecue party at the apartment he shares for the 4th of July and is running into one obstacle after another and one obnoxious person after another. He's sympathetic, but in some ways he's just dumb enough that he kind of contributes to digging the hole deeper for himself. It's kind of an L.A. slacker version of reminded me of some of those episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then later in the day, there was a picture also at the Egyptian. So Randy, you're marketing all the weird stuff called Wild, about a woman in a drab office job in a German city who happens to be walking through the park and sees a wolf, a real, honest, honest-to-gosh wolf, and she sets out to lure it and capture it, not in kind of a hunter way, but kind of a romantic stalker way, and that kind of gets intense and won't give too much away except that she goes back to nature.
Very nice. I get the gist. All right. Thank you, Rick Bruff. We're going to get to my guests right now and discuss Snowtime.
Okay. And make sure this not to be confused with the film Snow Day, which had Chevy Chase. And I think my sense is that that's probably a much different picture. So
I think so. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, Marie-Claude, and welcome, Francois.
Hey, bonjour, Park City.
Lovely to have you in town.
Yeah, it's a lovely town, and it's so inspiring for our movie. We're right in the middle of the whole set. The whole thing happens in the mountains outside, and it really is so similar.
And there's a beautiful ski ride scene in the
very
movie.
Nice. Where did you film it?
Actually, being animation, we created everything. But I will pass it on to Francois, who actually went and explored mountains before doing it.
Yeah. And so do you work on the animation from like photos or video?
No. Well, usually you do some researching, but we went to do some location scouting. And in an area of Quebec that is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlevoix, that's the place. And
they happen to speak the language also.
Yes,
so you can further the mission a little.
Yeah. But, so we were very inspired by that. And we tried to recapture all this magnificent of the winter scenery and also the coloring and the different time of day and all that, because you know winter is not always the same every day. There's a different coloring.
Different
LA
sky.
Usually put it with blue sky and white ground, and that's it. We know the difference between all of. Look outside right now. Mm-hmm. We all the nuances of the pinkish and the aquas and the blues and the whites and all of those great nuances. And we actually, the soundtrack, we really worked the soundtrack that it was a really live thing. So there's about 15 different sound for when you step into the snow, because snow is not always the same snow. So it makes the film very vivid, very alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it has the wintry feel really shines through, and I was going to just say that sound, like you really get the nuance of that winter environment, and it's just it's really beautiful to look at, and the animation itself I think is very unique because of the two of like Francois's co-director, because it was a combination of a live action director and an animator, so it brought some great aspects of live action filming and cinematography to the animation world. And so Francois, I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit, that would be...
Yeah, because he, Jean-François Pouliot, who is we're two directors on this film, and he thinks of a film like he's on a set, you know, directing actors with accessories and all. And my as an animator, I see things like in shapes and pencil lines and all that. So we mix all that because 3D animation provide the construction of a set, the construction of a world, a virtual world. And then you just put your camera over and you play with the characters. And also he brought all this cinematography, the coloring of the, you know, director photo, and which gives a very significant signature to the film.
Now, this is scheduled to be released way out there next year in December, right?
No, it's actually going to be...
I read that somewhere. February 19th, okay.
It's just coming up in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So February 19th, it's coming out in over 52 cities in the United States. So we're very proud of that. For an independent film and animation, it takes a lot of guts. Our distributors really empowering this release.
Yeah. Patrick, you know, we hear stories of how difficult it is to get a film in Sundance, and they have programmers out there somewhere in the fringe of the earthquake zone and stuff. But you're here.
I am.
And you picked these, don't you?
I did, yeah. I'm based in Salt Lake, and we, working for the Utah Film Center, we host the Tumbleweeds Film Festival, which is a film festival for kids. So I have the pleasure of programming the Sundance Kids section. So I watched about 60 movies to narrow it down to the three that we've shown. And, you know, we've been tracking and inviting films to submit for the last, from September to November to find the right films. And I just want to say, Randy, I had this film on my radar for about a year and a half. I actually wanted to have it at last year's festival, but it wasn't ready to go. This is a film that's very dear to me. It's based on a classic French-Canadian film that I saw when I was a kid, and this is a reimagining of it. And, you know, it's already opened in French Canada, where it's, you know, gone to box office, like doing tremendous box office. Audiences are loving it, and I was really, really thrilled that we could do the world premiere of the English language version of the film here. So these are the first audiences that are getting to see it in English.
Is it dubbed?
No, it was actually produced in English.
Produced in both, then French.
Yes,
on
exactly.
One oh, that's so Canada.
Yeah, right?
If you're going to do it, you have to do it in both languages.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It
like
is.
The Olympics.
And you know, and they're very different versions because, as Patrick just said, it was a film that was known to the Quebec audience. So we needed to make sure that the fans would stay around and appreciate the new film. Whereas for the international market, it was a kind of a brand new story. Even though the original film did sell, that audience has gone away, whereas in Quebec, it stick to the film because it's part of the DNA of the Quebec people. They know lines by heart.
Now, by Saturday, you may be able to get a ticket, get on the waitlist line. It's at 1 o'clock at the Redstone Cinemas, and it is Snowtime. You can look it up. You have snowtimemovie.com to see it online, and it's set for release in a few weeks. Maybe we'll be lucky enough to get it here in Park City.
It'd be great.
KPCW Park City, it's 5 o'clock news next from NPR.